The state of California is lifting for 1 year the statute of limitations on sexual molestation lawsuits. The new law opens the way for hundreds of new lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct by Roman Catholic priests over several decades. Some church officials already are in the beginning stages of trying to settle many of these claims out of court. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The new law is designed to give past victims of sexual abuse an opportunity to come forward regardless of their age or when the alleged abuse occurred. Until now, alleged victims of childhood abuse could sue only until the age of 26. If they experienced emotional problems related to the abuse after that, then they had 3 years to file suit. Stockton attorney Larry Dravon helped craft the new law.
Any victim of childhood sexual abuse, whether it's from the church or from the Little League or from a school, or wherever it's from, will have an opportunity to ask for justice without regard to the statute of limitations.
This is the week that officials in California's Catholic Church had long dreaded. They anticipated allegations and headlines such as those played out in Boston over the past year. Church officials opposed the new state law, which they argued unfairly targeted the church. Todd Tamberg, spokesman for the Los Angeles Archdiocese, the nation's largest, says the church was initially concerned that it would have to defend itself against illegitimate or, in some cases, very old allegations.
We know that there is a claim out there from as long ago as the middle 1930s, and it raises the question of whether or not those kinds of claims can be fairly looked at in a court of law. You know, you can actually find the information that would allow for a vigorous pursuit and search for the truth.
Yet in the Los Angeles area alone, police are investigating as many as 70 former or current priests on allegations of sexual misconduct. And attorneys for alleged victims say overall they expect more than 500 lawsuits might be filed in California this year. A significant portion of those claims, perhaps more than 100, are the subject of negotiations between some attorneys, officials of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and Orange Counties, and the Los Angeles Superior Court. Spokesman Todd Tamberg says the Los Angeles Archdiocese would prefer settlements to public court battles.
We certainly are interested in making sure that victims continue to heal from whatever pain and suffering that they have undergone. And we've always said that legitimate victims of clergy sex abuse should be considered for compensation. That was true before the passage of this law, and it's true today.
But not all attorneys are on board. Raymond Boucher of Beverly Hills, who represents about 160 clients, says talk of mediated settlements is premature.
We don't know the full extent of the insurance. We don't know the full extent of the church's assets. And most importantly, we don't know the full extent of the number of cases out there and the number of victims that will be coming forward.
However, there are other attorneys seeking an agreement on a mediation process with the church as early as next week. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.